The court week was shut down Thursday and Friday, so apparently trial and defense counsel are currently in stipulations, so negotiating stipulations for expected testimony from government witnesses, and could be also from defense witnesses. This whole week was essentially about establishing the credibility of certain documents that will be used against Manning, because it's the government's case right now. One of those documents, for example, is a 2008 United States Army counterintelligence memo about WikiLeaks saying that the organization was an online resource for terrorists. One of the more dramatic things that happened on Wednesday was the defense was able to elicit from the testimony of the second highest intelligence officer within the brigade that Manning worked at that she did not know the name of any website that have actual knowledge of any website that terrorists visited. And then she sort of speculated that maybe Google Maps, maybe Twitter, maybe Facebook. This is very important development because this will go straight to the aiding the enemy charge. The judge has precluded actual harm, discussion of actual harm or motive from the trial, what's called the trial on the merits. So it's relegated to sentencing. So the only thing the government really has to prove is that Manning had actual knowledge that he either was dealing directly or indirectly with Al-Qaeda through the WikiLeaks website. So it was a very, very important development.